This is The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez sitting in for Tanzina Vega while she's in Puerto Rico. Turning now to the world of higher ed and how colleges and universities in the United States choose who gets in. For decades, the Supreme Court has upheld that colleges can use race as one factor in deciding who to admit, with the aim of ensuring a diverse student body. What do you think? Should race be a factor? And how much does diversity matter on campus?
Hi, this is Devin from Long Island, New York. I believe race should definitely not be a factor. It further divides the admission to college. And I think the only thing that truly matters is your grades.
This is Daniel Lockhart from Albany, Oregon. I don't think race should be a factor in college admissions. I do believe diversity should be welcomed by everyone, but students should not be chosen simply to admit enough students of a certain group.
This is Catherine in Dallas, Texas. Race should not be a factor in college admission unless you think that certain people are incapable of qualifying without special consideration. Racial and gender diversity will take care of themselves when all people are judged strictly by the same criteria, regardless of gender or race.
When it comes to higher ed, it seems that for many of us, it's yes to diversity, but no to affirmative action, no to considering race in college admissions. A new poll by our partner station, WGBH, finds just that. Nearly 3 in 4 Americans disagree with the Supreme Court on its ruling to uphold affirmative action. And yet the majority still say they value diversity on college campuses. So why the disconnect? Kirk Carapeza is managing editor of our partner WGBH's Higher Education Desk. He reported on these results, and he's here to talk through it with us. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, Sarah.
And here, too, is Natasha Wariku, Associate Professor of Education at Harvard University and author of The Diversity Bargain and Other Dilemmas of Race, Admissions, and Meritocracy at Elite Universities. Hi, Natasha.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Kirk, let's start with you. Explain for us exactly what the poll found in terms of the public's view of race-conscious college admissions.
Sarah, the poll found opposition to the consideration of race in admissions, but a lot of support for racial diversity on college campuses. Only 24% of those we surveyed said they agree with the court's ruling on affirmative action, and nearly 72% said they disagree that colleges should be able to consider race as one factor in deciding which students to admit. At the same time, only 27% say admission decisions should be based solely on grades and exams. So there is this support for the quote-unquote holistic approach to admissions, considering a number of factors like leadership and athleticism, and you know whether you overcame hardships like poverty or health problems. 70% say admissions decisions should be based on a variety of factors. What's interesting to me is that our poll also finds that a large majority of whites and non-whites agree colleges should not take race into account when making admissions decisions. 72% of both groups disagree with the Supreme Court's rulings.
So people of color also don't think that race should be considered in college admissions. Natasha, do these findings surprise you? What do you make of them?
I think that one of the things to keep in mind is that polls about how people think about affirmative action or race-based considerations are very subject to how the question is asked. So in this case, you know, asking about, do you agree with the Supreme Court ruling? We don't know if students are thinking more broadly about should universities be subject to the Supreme Court. We don't know if it's because they were not given a rationale. So I'll just give you another piece of data that I saw from 2017, just a year ago, where Americans were asked in general, this is a Pew poll, in general, do you think affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses are a good thing or a bad thing? And in this wording of the question, 71% of Americans said that it was a good thing, and just 22% said it was a bad thing. So there's almost a flipping. So I don't quite know what to make of it or how much it's considered. And, you know, then it brings up these anxieties about is race being considered more than academics, which it never is. And that's when those anxieties kind of get stoked a little bit.
And Kirk, as part of your reporting on this topic, you spoke with a lot of Americans about these issues. Can you tell us some of what you heard?
Sure. We spent a lot of time on campus and spoke with college-age students. I also called back a number of the respondents. And as Natasha said, there is a lot of confusion here. I think some people heard race conscious or the consideration of race as race-based, as if it's a determinative factor, which the Supreme Court has ruled it cannot be. It's just one factor of many. But there were some Americans who, when I followed up, I'd say, okay, if we shouldn't consider race, if colleges should not consider race, how should they achieve diversity? And a lot of Americans pause at that point. They don't know how schools like Harvard should achieve the level of diversity that they've achieved without considering race. I spoke with one legal scholar, and he compared it to Americans loving their hot dogs but not wanting to know how the hot dog is made.
Natasha, why don't more Americans believe that race-based admissions are the answer?
Well, I think that there's if we think about why race-based admissions, and you said to the answer, right? And to me, that raises the question of the answer to what, right? So is it the answer to a diverse learning environment in which everyone benefits? And we know that to be a well-educated American today, we need to be exposed to a lot of different perspectives. That's an answer to that question. Is it the answer to racial inequality and the ongoing impact of racial injustice, you know, historically and in the contemporary period? And is it the answer to that? And I would argue that part of the problem is that, we don't teach children about racial inequality and the historical roots of racial inequality in the United States and, 20th century social policies that have affected African Americans in particular, issues of legal status and these kinds of things that affect the opportunities of Americans, even within the same social class. That lack of understanding of how racial inequality continues to affect the lives of Americans is in part why there's so much ambivalence about race.
Natasha Wariku is an associate professor of education at Harvard University. Thanks, Natasha.
Thank you for having me.
Kirk Carapeza is managing editor of our partner WGBH's Higher Education Desk. Thanks, Kirk.
Thank you, Sarah.